Are you sick of hearing you don't have enough experience to get work? Visit iPath.com to get the first part of our auto damage certification for free. Hello and welcome to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. My name is Chris Stanley, and we're here to help you figure out how to get work in this industry and ultimately how to claim your life. Hey guys, welcome back to the Independent Adjuster Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about networking and how to network as an independent adjuster in a way that's going to get you work. And this is step six of the IA path. So this is the part of your journey where you're rounding the corner. You're about to get work, but you have a resume in hand. You're certified. You know what you're doing. You're ready for business. You have your business all set up. You have your license in order, but you need to get work. You need people to know that you exist. And so networking is how we do that. Now, there are two different types of networking, and we tend to think of networking as getting on rosters. And yeah, sure, that's a part of it. That's kind of like crossing the finish line when you get on a roster and then get work. But there's a whole lot of networking that needs to happen before you actually officially get on the roster. And so I'm going to walk you through a few principles and things that I think are really important. And I've talked about this on the podcast in years past, but we're trying to do this in a sequential order to really give a new person who's coming in these eight episodes, wow, just a huge advantage on being able to get started, because we've revised the path and we want to really make it make sense. So once you have your resume in hand, now it's time to go start rubbing some elbows, get some opportunities going. And networking, I use an acronym and acrostic for almost everything. It makes it easy for me to remember things. It makes it easy for me to digest information when I read somebody else's framework or acrostic or whatever you want to call it, where they spell out a word and then each thing means something. So for me, network is something we use in the Networking Adjuster's Playbook. That's a book you can get on Amazon. I think it's super valuable. I've had people who bypass getting our certification and literally just went and got that book and did what it said and got work in 2 weeks where they had been trying for 6 months and couldn't. So if you think that excites you a little bit, go grab the book, the Networking Adjuster's Playbook. But these same principles I'm going to share here. But the acrostic of network is what I'm going to kind of cover today. So first up, there's a real fundamental thing in business. Well, it doesn't matter whether you're an independent adjuster or whether you're a copy shop. You have a few things that you must do to get work, to get business, to earn somebody's dollars. You must make people know you, like you, and trust you. Okay, so they must know you exist, they must like you when they know you exist, and then they must trust you, in our case, with the claims. But if we think about this as a coffee shop, you'll never go to the local coffee shop that's around the corner behind the trees in the backside of the strip mall unless you know it exists. It's not like McDonald's with the arches, like, oh, it's there, I want to go there. No, you must know it exists, and we are even more discreet than that as independent adjusters. It is hard to know that you actually exist in this industry if you're an IA firm or recruiter. So that's where we got to start. We need to get people to know we exist, okay? And then we're going to get to this acrostic here in a minute, but then you got to get them to like you. You've got to get them to like, oh, wow, I really like this person. And so how you do that is through connection, okay? That's the big secret. Aha! Is you must connect with people some way, somehow, to get people to like you. And then the last piece is you got to get people to trust you. The certifications we talked about a few steps ago, that's building the trust, baby. There's the secret sauce of IAPath. We've built trust with IA firms. We build trust with you and yourself, proving that you know how to do the job. We marry those two together. Bada bing, bada boom, you get work, okay? But you can do that without us. People have to know you exist, like you, and they must trust you, okay? And now this acrostic we're going to cover helps you, guide you through, how do you do that? Well, they got to know me, like me, trust me. But how do I do that, Chris? Well, That's what this acrostic kind of lays out. And so first up is the N. You got to do what is necessary. When you do what is necessary for somebody, they tend to reciprocate. So if an IA firm says, hey, I need you to fill out this paperwork, and you're like, oh, I was going out to the movies tonight, I had a date with my wife, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, oh, the internet's bad, I got to go print it out, it's a manual written thing, oh my God, and you don't do what's necessary to get that paperwork turned in, you've ruined the chance to get them to like you and possibly trust you. So do what is necessary. E, practice ethics. When you are networking, whether it is online on LinkedIn, whether it is in person at a conference, whether it is in your business dealings, handling claims, you must practice ethics. You don't take bribes. You don't talk bad about people. You don't hook up with the other people that are around you. Like all these things in business, if it is unethical, frowned down upon, guess what? It's going to affect your career, okay? I have a rule, and you can ask Matt Allen or Max Olson. I drink wine. I like wine, but I do not drink with business people. Ain't happening. Until you're like a close personal friend, I don't drink with you. Why? Because what happens when people drink? They tend not to do the smartest things. Their sensors are down, and sometimes they're not as ethical as what they'd be without us. So I practice ethics by safeguarding against that. So whatever that means to you and your business, to you and your dealings with people, don't be good person, right? Be a good person. That's the big takeaway here. T in network is to trust in the process. Now, when you're networking, you have to believe that what you're doing actually matters. And if you just knock on everybody's door virtually, inbox or phone, and you're just like, hey, I won't work. Hey, I won't work. Hey, I won't work. And you don't trust the process of networking and actually getting to know people, of getting them to know you exist, getting them to like you, and then getting them to trust you. And you don't take the time to develop that relationship, whether it's 5 minutes, 5 days, or 5 months, then guess what? You will be looked at as a transactional person. People do not like transactional people. If all I did, and I know sometimes you probably feel like this, and I try really hard not to be like this. If all I did was sit here and say, hey, I want you to buy something. Today, I'm going to talk to you about why you should buy my thing. And sure, I mentioned how we can help with something, but I am not doing all of this free content and writing books and things to make a bunch of money. That is not why I do it. I do it because I have a passion for you guys. I could do a whole lot less and still make good money. I could go back to doing claims and make good money. But because I really want to see you succeed, I try to make sure that you know this is not a transactional deal. I'll give you my book. I'll give you this information for free on the podcast. You don't even have to buy the book. I will answer people's questions all day long and email. Like, those are not transactional things. I want you to, I trust the process that the right people who actually need what I have to offer will end up there. And you have to believe that as well. You have to believe in the process of networking, that as you reach out to IA firms and you talk about their problems and their needs and how you can help them and work with them, then all of a sudden, the process does work out. Now, in the book, The Networking Adjuster's Playbook, Kagan Blackburn did this completely on his own. He emailed and contacted firms consistently over and over and over in a process to this. And it took him nearly a year to really break through using just his own process. But he did it. He did it all through the process. And because he seeded those relationships for so long, he was dedicated to it. He has really great relationships with people, myself included. He is one of the best people that just gives to me, follows up with me. He's an amazing human being. And so he was the co-author of this book because we used his story as the framework to talk about this conversation because he was so good at networking. So trust the process. So W, have the will. Networking is hard. Okay. Being an independent adjuster is hard. If you are in this for a quick win, you're probably going to be let down. You've got to have the will to push on. When times feel tough, when they say no, when they say reject your file or say you're not ready or you don't have enough experience or you got to go get this certification or whatever it is, you have to be willing to push on through the hard times or you will not succeed in networking because it is a whole lot of no's and a whole lot of no offers, even if you're not asking for something. If you're just networking, it takes a long time for some of these things to play out, and you don't know when they're going to play out. So you have to have the will to keep going, even when you're not seeing immediate results, and even when you were not actually getting the wins that you expect, because networking is not an overnight thing. This is a relationship. And one thing I'll pause here is we tend to think that great businesses come out of, and this goes for independent adjusting careers, great businesses tend to come out of great business owners or having a really big drive and ambition and all that work so hard. While that is somewhat true, the deeper cause, the deeper soil that causes something to take root and to grow is the relationships that you have. That driven person, I'm thinking of James Mathis right now. If you guys know James Mathis, he's quite a character. I love him to death. He's a great example of what drive and ambition can do. Goes from falling off a roof, busting his knee, getting an art program, making $100,000 his first year as an auto appraiser, to now he's a manager at one of the biggest IA firms, Alacrity, right? Like, wow, what a crazy story that he has. But he's so driven. But he's not driven just to close claims. He's driven very purposefully in that he seeds relationships first. His relationships are what propel him up so fast. It's not just his drive. It's his drive for relationships, not just his drive to work. There is a very big difference. It looks subtle at first until you start really analyzing it. But businesses, careers that grow out of relationships. Okay. So you got to have the will to keep going and to have good relationships with people. All right. Oh, in network is objectives. You need to set objectives. And what do I mean by objectives? There are things we can control and there are things we cannot. We cannot control whether that IA firm has a claim in your area and they're willing to give it to you. Because maybe they're only willing to give it to their favorite guy who's been there for 10 years. We can't control that guy's been there for 10 years and he's good. We can't control how many claims come in that area. But we can control the objectives we're pursuing. Kagan Blackburn, the co-author of the Networking Adjusters Playbook, was really good at this. He would set objectives of, I need to follow up with this many firms every week. And he had a whole entire system that we give you in the book of how to do that. And so he would follow up with that many people every week. And I don't know if he still does it because he has kids now. But when we were writing the book and everything, he still did it. He still follows up with me every so often. I'm like on his calendar to follow up with. And those were his objectives. He set objectives and outcome, not outcomes. He set objectives of things he could do. So how many companies are you reaching out to? How many emails are you sending? How many rosters did you get on? Et cetera, et cetera. Things you can control. Set objectives. Otherwise, you don't really make progress. You just kind of walk in a circle. So set objectives so you have something to measure your progress against. R, be rare. Okay? You have to be rare in this industry. If you're just another guy or gal with a license, that ain't going very far. If you're a guy or gal with an IA Pass certification, that's pretty awesome. That'll get you a little bit further. If you're a guy or gal with an IA Pass certification that lives in Minnesota, holy smokes, you're kind of really rare. You're in some rare air there. If you're a guy or gal with an IA Pass certification that lives in Minnesota and is an amazing human being, who cares about people, who connects with people, and whether they really are genuine or not, it feels genuine and actually can status a file and communicate like a human being, you are rare. But you can do that in Dallas. You can do that in Orlando. You can do that anywhere. You have to be rare. You have to set yourself out through your actions. Do things that make people remember you. Do things that other people don't do that's going to make you stand out. And then K, the last part of networking here, or the last part of the word network, is you got to have knowledge. All right. Knowledge is power. You must know how to do the job. Yes, that kind of knowledge is a must in networking. You should have knowledge about who you're talking to. If you're talking to a recruiter or a manager or a QC person at a company, it matters. You got to talk to them all different. You got to know what companies are out there that you can even contact. That is knowledge that you must have. You should be able to look at somebody's LinkedIn feed and see, oh, wow, this recruiter just had a baby that I'm about to reach out to. Be able to say, hey, congratulations. I saw you had the baby. How's everything going? You make the connection. That's rare because you have knowledge. And then when you get to the chitter chatter and the connection point, you go, great. If you ever need help in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm here. Oh my gosh, you think that person's not going to remember you? The knowledge helped make you rare, okay? So knowledge is so powerful, and remembering things, writing things down, having a system of who you talk to, what was the last thing that they said, how can I follow up with them with a connection point, a way to connect with them in the future to remind them of our conversation. How can I do that? Well, it's having that knowledge and saving that knowledge as it comes to you. In the book, The Networking Adjuster's Playbook, we tell you exactly how Kagan did it, but basically in the back of the book, we have like a form you can fill out for each company you worked for, you contacted, who you contacted, all the notes. And so every time you contact, you just write new notes. Or you can do that yourself with sticky notes or with a notebook or a black book or what a digital platform like Trello that I love. All those things can work. Just take notes somewhere. Do something to make sure that you remember the knowledge when you need it. And so that's kind of networking in a nutshell. That's how you network as an IA. And that is the lens, the mindset they need to do moving forward, because as you move forward, you're now going to be actually getting on rosters. But you got to do all those things. And let me recap them real quick. Network is N, do what is necessary. E, practice ethics. T, trust the process. W, have the will. O, set objectives. R, be rare. K, have knowledge. If you do those things, you're going to network very, very well, because those are the principles of networking. If you want an actual system, if you want the step-by-step process handed to you, so you just say, tell me what to do, Chris. I'll color in the lines and I'll go network. Great. You can grab the book, or inside the community, we have a whole system set up. Either way, you know, you can check it out if you need more of a system than what I just gave you. Those are the principles of networking. That's how you can be successful in this industry. And there's a ton of other things that we could talk about around networking. There's some other podcasts that Kobe Hearn has done great about networking, but that's the core framework that we operate out of iPath, and that we teach our students how to network. So keep walking your path and claiming your life. And then next time, we're going to talk about something that I've been debating whether I talk about it or not, but I want to be a little vulnerable with you. Step 7 is adjuster score. We're going to talk about adjuster score, what it is, why it's here, why it's not quite here yet, but what it's going to be, and why I think it's a massive opportunity for you if you're listening to this, and how I think it's going to help you in your career. But I'm going to kind of give you some backstory behind what's been going on with it, and be vulnerable here on the podcast, because I value you as a listener. Thank you for listening. Thank you if you're a part of our community or not. Thank you for being here, tuning in. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please leave a review on iTunes. If you use iTunes or wherever you, Spotify, wherever it is you happen to listen, leave a review. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you'd like us to talk about here on the podcast, because ultimately we're here to serve you. And we have our ideas of how maybe we can help or some things we could talk about. But if there's something we haven't addressed and you really want to answer to it, hey, you can even send me an email, chris@iPath.com. But we love the reviews. We read the reviews, and they mean the world to us. And it tells the rest of the independent adjusting world, hey, this is worth your time or it isn't. Right? Either way, whichever way you rate us, hey, super good, because it's super helpful to other people. All right, keep walking your path and claiming your life. Are you dreaming of a career in auto damage, but find yourself not meeting the experience requirements? You can try the first part of our 7-part auto damage certification
for free. This allows you to dive deep into auto damage training with no strings attached. And if you love it, you can continue on and purchase the full program. With this certification, you gain not just in-depth knowledge and skills, but also an all-access pass to our exclusive community, a full year of mentorship, and yes, get the 2 to 5 year experience requirement waived with over 40 firms. Your future in auto damage begins today. Visit iPath.com to start your free trial and discover where iPath can take you. iPath, claim your life.